I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, over the past several weeks, I have highlighted some of the 8 finalists for the Hero Dog Award, sponsored by the American Humane Association. J.J. Krawczyk is nominated in the service dog category. Xena, the warrior puppy, represents the emerging hero dog category. Kai is an arson dog. K-9 Coda represents law enforcement dogs. The military dog is a lab named Chaney. And Susie, a pit bull shepherd mix, is a therapy dog. The remaining 2 finalists represent the most commonly noticed service dogs. Exxon, a German Shepherd, is a guide dog for retired Air Force Staff Sergeant Michael Malarcy, who was severely wounded and blinded by an IED in Afghanistan in 2010. 1 year later, Exxon became Michael's teammate and constant companion, allowing him the independence he thought was gone forever. Exxon's charity partner is the Fidelco Guide Dog Foundation, which breeds, raises, and trains an elite line of German Shepherds. Exxon is a Fidelco dog. A golden retriever named Brittain is nominated in the Search and Rescue Dogs group. Her first assignment was Ground Zero after 9/11. She worked tirelessly, sniffing for any signs of survivors, walking over twisted metal, broken glass, pulverized concrete, with no leash, no collar, and nothing to protect her feet because that might interfere with her traction on slippery surfaces. When she wasn't working the pile, she listened as first responders shared stories with her of their struggles. She has searched after other major disasters as well, including Hurricane Ivan and Katrina. At age 14, she has retired from her search and rescue work, but she is still listening as first graders practice reading to her. Brittain's charity partner is the Penn Vet Working Dog Center. Learn more about the wonderful animals that are nominated for the Hero Dog Award by visiting the website at herodogawards.org. Cast your vote for the finalist you think should be America's hero dog. Whether saving a life or just enriching one, these 4-legged heroes deserve our gratitude when we're speaking of pets.